see trees of green, red roses too.
There you have it. That's lovely, lovely, lovely music with Louis Armstrong, the great Louis Armstrong. Larry, that's just such nice music, and it always sets the tone of, hey, we can have a wonderful world if you're smart, if you analyze your thoughts, and do decide carefully, do you want to become an investor? Do you want to get involved with Vestera, the best turnkey operation in the country? It's ours, Larry. It's what we do. It's what we have provided. It took years to develop, and it developed from 2003 to 2006, and it's been working successfully ever since. Sure, it took quite a dip in the Great Recession, but there's no dip in sight for investing right now. There's nothing in sight. We watch and monitor data every day, every single day. We're getting reports, and we look at 500 markets and bring it down to the five best spots. We've been calling them hot spots. Why? Because they're such positive, best hot spots for you as an investor. Very carefully chosen, and talk to us. Give us a call, and we'll set you up with knowing the criteria that goes into us defining a city as a hot spot. Colorado Springs is one of those hot spots. But my world today is, it is a good time to sell your rental home. But again, as Larry and I always say, do not decide to sell your house until you've done the analysis on the benefits. Is it beneficial to you to sell, or more beneficial to not sell? If it's more beneficial to not sell, we'll help you determine that. We'll provide data, and whatever the data says, we'll support. Don't sell. My world this hour is the same as the last hour, pretty much. It's not difficult to sell your house. Selling your rental house should always be based on your needs. Your needs, typically as an investor. If you want to sell right now in the midst of this pandemic, it's okay to do it. Your real estate investment team leader might be a real estate agent, might not be, but your investment team leader better know precisely what's going on in that local economy as far as selling conditions. And selling conditions for investors, Larry, of course, include what is the rental market like? Why is Colorado Springs likely to remain a hotspot for another quarter or two for investors? Because its number one source of economy is what? Military. Anybody in the military being let go or furloughed?
No, not a one.
There's a shortage. The Army isn't able to recruit quite the 69,000 new members to the U.S. Army that they were expecting this year. There's a slight dip. So efforts are going to be made to recruit more people. People losing their jobs in other fields may just decide the military is quite a good career and a good option for them. The key here is, as an investor, know the data. Know who your investment team leader is. You've got to talk to us, Investera. We'll help you make the decision. Not to become an investor, but we'll help you decide, should you be one or not. The or not is every bit as powerful for us as the yes, you should become an investor. But it's always good advice to consider investing in residential real estate. That's my world.
Well, Barry, it's a great world. And how difficult is it to sell a rental property now?
Not very difficult right now, Larry, overall. Now, I'm talking about Colorado, where we have a high percentage of military and federal government employees. Okay, their jobs are pretty stable. Okay, and who else has very viable jobs? Medical field. Okay, and education. And of course, so many people in the medical field are coming out of retirement to help the hot spots of the health nature, okay, across this country, not just New York City, but they're coming to Denver. Retired people say, hey, put me to work. That's what I signed up for in the past. That's my love and passion still, and they're finding help. So, It's not that difficult. You have to be a little more concerned about the livelihood of the tenant. And you have to be ready to say, hey, if the tenant loses his, her, or their job, what kind of a landlord will you be? What kind of a landlord do you operate, or do you want your property manager to be? We'll walk you through the options. We'll walk you through how to build a system that is safe and secure for whom, Larry? For you, the individual investor. And just like some people do to sometimes scalp you of your money in the stock market, and those financial planners sometimes, oh, they put all the emphasis on, well, we are concerned about how risk-oriented you are, and they'll take that decision. So are we. And dependent upon your risk orientation, how much risk you think you could take, a little bit, mild, a lot, everything we do in residential real estate will fit your comfort level.
Barry, you have a tendency to put yourself in the same position that you're trying to put buyers and sellers of real estate.
I do.
And so do you think it's difficult to sell these properties now, or should is it better to be a buyer or better to be a seller? How do you feel?
Yeah, and the question of is it better to be a buyer or a seller right now, Larry, it's still totally dependent on what the benefits are to that individual. So there's nothing in the market. Different times, okay, in 2008 and 2009, it was time to not buy, okay, because we were saying to investors then, if we could predict that it'll only go down 15% from the current marketplace, we could get you some properties. But we were not sure how far down it was going to go. We don't have any of that criteria in play right now. None of it. We're looking for it. We're always on the lookout. And when it's there, we'll be among the first, if not the very first, to see it. But right now, it's up to the individual. But Larry, it's a good time to be a buyer or a seller of investment property right now.
Interesting, Barry. Very interesting.
All right. Well, that is it. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with some market data. And Larry said he has two more questions he wants to ask, and we're going to get those questions asked and answered, and some data for you. We'll be right back. We're never winding down around here, Larry, but that's music, you know, opening up the final segment of the show. We've got a few more minutes to go, a few more good minutes with lots of good information coming from Barry Miller and Larry Stanley. We this hour are your wealth building team of information providers. That's what we do with the radio show, provide you with information. We want the information to come to you untethered, not leading you one way or the other, except to think. Do you want to be an investor? Do you want your money to make 30, 35, 40, 45% or more for you? Oh, I'm going to put that out there. You're foolish if you don't consider that. You're foolish if you don't consider that. It's safe. It's secure. It's time-tested. As Jim Wonsek said, it's tried and true. It's proven. And this is the system that we use within Vestera Hotspots, the company, formerly Vestera Resources. Larry?
Barry, you sound very bullish right now. Are you, and why?
I am still bullish on residential investment property. Larry, I'm going to give some statistics now to answer why. The median price, look, that's not a gauge of what your house in your neighborhood is doing. It's a gauge of a metropolitan area. To look at neighborhoods, which is what we're starting to do now, Larry, with a bigger microscope, if you will, that's more refined, an additional microscope, values are not going down in respective neighborhoods. And let's remind our listeners, Colorado Springs has over 125 neighborhoods. And how many neighborhoods in Denver? Over
300.
Over 300. So that they're the numbers that really matter. But the median price is reflective of a continuing strong market. The median price for a detached home in Colorado Springs is $355, and it's been there to $370. It's been in that range for 2 months. It's continuing to stay there. Now, the good thing for investors is some sellers are running scared. Some agents don't work at RE/MAX Masters. They don't have top leadership, top guidance, top data, and a lot of agents are untrained and unskilled, and they're scaring sellers into selling at a lower price. Larry, you could roll your eyes and say, what? And I say, that's an opportunity for my investor buyers.
Absolutely is.
Rest assured, our sellers are not going to make that mistake. There are still bidding wars happening in Colorado Springs and some still in the Denver metro area. So those items make me bullish. I'm watching reports and receiving reports every day. You know who Brian Moynihan is, don't you?
Actually, I don't.
CEO of Bank of America?
Okay.
He was on this morning at 3:30. I thought you would have been up by then.
No, I woke up at 4:30.
I was going to say, it's about 1 hour early for you. Well, I was still up, okay? And I watched him. A phenomenal interview. It was on Wall Street Review on the Bloomberg channel, but it wasn't political. It was the Wall Street Review, and quite an interview. And he is bullish. He says, we don't have any kind of a recession of the standard type. Oh, we'll probably technically call it a recession, but he said housing is doing so well. And he said, sure, there are fewer buyers buying right now, but that will probably change as interest rates settle in a little bit and as we have it figured out how many more people will lose their job. But is it going to be another 10 million? Is the next 10 million loss of jobs going to take place as quickly as the last 2 weeks? Not likely, he says. Not likely, is it at all, Larry?
Probably is not, Barry. And, you know, it is interesting. The comeback from this economic downturn, not a recession, the economic downturn.
That's really what it is.
Is that we're going to come back very quickly. The government is going to feed this comeback strongly and support it. And so I'm pretty optimistic.
And I'm fairly optimistic. I may not be as optimistic as you, but we continue to look at the numbers. And speaking of feeding people, Panera, Southlands Panera, the manager could not join us today. Adam, we understand. Thank you, Adam Goodall. But the Southlands Panera, they have a customers that they created in shop, in their store. Adam, the manager, created it, and they're coming in with customer sharing project. You could buy food with your credit card, and they put the receipt up there to help the locals. That's what's going on across the entire country. Our number to reach us for any information about investing is 303-888-3788. Who are we? Consumer guy Larry Stanley, always on your side, and consumer advocate Barry Miller, always on your side. Be safe. Be safe. Have a good time and see you next week. The kids are playing upstairs. Sister's saying it.